time for leadership.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. It's good to have you with us this Friday morning. The fallout from the financial crisis falls to the new American president. Later today, Barack Obama holds his first post-election news conference, and here's the context. Unemployment figures come out today, and they will be ugly. Ford announced this morning it will cut another 10% of its North American salaried workforce. Retail sales are awful. Stocks are plunging. Marketplace's Steve Henn is in Washington. Steve, against this backdrop, what might we hear from President-elect Obama today?
Really, you know, his first priority has to be to reassure the nation and the world that he has a vision and experienced people at his side to help him turn the economy around. Just since his election, we've been hammered with really grim economic news. Unemployment is expected to rise today. Economists expect the economy will have shed another 200,000 jobs in October, and consumers are pulling back. So there's a lot of anxiety out there.
What does Obama actually have the power to do before he's inaugurated?
Well, formally very little, but, you know, he can do a lot to help shape any stimulus package that moves through Congress. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that she wants to pass two separate stimulus bills, one before the inauguration that's maybe $60 to $100 billion, you know, tiny, right? And then one after the inauguration that would be possibly larger and include a permanent middle-class tax cut. I think one of the things we can expect today is for President-elect Obama to voice support for that idea. I mean, this dovetails very nicely with ideas he campaigned on.
Obama will be getting together with his advisors before his press conference. Who's going to be in that huddle?
Well, his vice president, Joe Biden, will be there, and then 17 members of what they're calling their Transition Economic Advisory Board. And this group includes former Fed chairman Paul Volcker, two former Treasury secretaries, and then executives from Xerox, Time Warner, Google, and Warren Buffett will be on the phone. I mean, I think all of this is designed to reassure not only the markets, but, you know, the general public in the world that this team is experienced and will be on top of this.
Steve Henn is with us from Washington, D.C. Steve, thanks.
Thank you.
Obama has promised to foster a renewable energy revolution in the U.S., and foreign companies are listening. Stephen Beard reports from London that British Petroleum is following the winds of change blowing westward over the Atlantic.
BP has dropped its plans to build an onshore wind farm in the UK, and it will not bid for any of the offshore licenses either. The company will now spend billions of dollars on wind energy in the US. By 2010, BP expects to generate enough wind power for more than a million American homes. Shell has also switched its wind activity away from Britain to America. It makes perfect business sense, says Mark Nichols of Environmental Finance magazine.
You can develop much larger and more profitable wind farms. There are far fewer planning constraints. The subsidy or the tax support system in the US is more attractive. I think there are simply more opportunities that can be exploited more quickly than in the UK.
And there could be even more opportunities ahead. Barack Obama has promised a 10-year renewable energy plan worth $150 billion. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Dow shrank another 400-plus points yesterday. The Labor Department's expected to announce 6.3% unemployment this morning, up from 6.1. That bad news may already be priced into the stock market. Dow futures have been up. European stocks are generally up a percent or so. Asian markets were mixed today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, working for improved healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient-serving groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
Earlier, we told you about the transition between the Bush and Obama administrations. There's another transition going on, too. Thousands of campaign workers who toiled long hours making calls, knocking on doors, are now grappling with the question, now what? From Ohio Public Radio, Karen Kassler has more.
It was the day before the election, and a dozen volunteers manned the phones at John McCain's campaign office in Columbus. Glass worker Rick Datchik took 10 days vacation to help out. He was already contemplating going back to work.
It's going to be an adjustment because this there was just so much at stake here.
You're getting very emotional. This is really personal to you.
Yeah, it is.
Later on that evening, at a Jay-Z and Beyoncé concert for Barack Obama, campaign volunteer Bill Fullerton said he didn't miss too much at work. He's a realtor.
Well, not much to do.
Datchik and Fullerton are among thousands who left jobs and college, often temporarily, to help out their candidates. Now they pick up where they left off, but it's different for paid staffers. Aaron McClear is press secretary for California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Before that, he worked in Washington at the Republican National Committee after managing George W. Bush's Ohio campaign in 2004. McClear says when Republicans held power, there was no shortage of jobs.
Now, just, 2 years later, it's completely opposite. And so if you are a Republican, it's very difficult to get a job there. A lot of Republicans looking for the same few jobs right now.
The day after the election, Columbus workers for Obama packed up boxes and chattered about how to get jobs in D.C. or elsewhere. Aaron Pickerel is going back to the staff of Ohio Governor Ted Strickland after serving as director for Obama's Ohio campaign.
You close down, you celebrate, you rest, you sleep for a couple of weeks, and then you figure out what's next. And a lot of people will go do campaigns. There'll be enormous opportunity for folks to go work in the administration, I think.
But it's hard for the members of the losing team. A spokesman for the McCain campaign in Ohio wrote in an email, "We have no interest in participating in this story." In Columbus, I'm Karen Kassler for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The Dow opens this morning after a 443-point loss. It's down at 8,695. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.